call received from Home Care Agency.
Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi, Jasmine. My name is Amanda. I'm just calling on how to go about filling out an application for the future. My husband is currently in the hospital, but he would need long-term care after discharge.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see how I go about doing all that.
Okay, so he's going to need some home care when he gets home, right? Someone to assist him with his daily living?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
He'll be, he has all four limb amputation.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's okay, thank you.
Let's get you the help that you need, okay? What county do you reside in?
Schuylkill County.
Schuylkill County? And what kind of health insurance does he have?
So he has my health insurance through work, which is Capital Blue Cross, and also secondary, which is AmeriHealth Caritas.
AmeriHealth Caritas, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's check to see if his if he has the eligibility code on the Medicaid part of it, okay?
Okay, well, his Medicaid doesn't start until March 1st.
All right, good to know. Let me check. So, because we could submit the referral anyway and get the process started. Because they would have to come out and do an in-home assessment, to determine his eligibility, days of care, and how many hours he gets. So let's get this process started for him. Okay, 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't want to do it right now because I wasn't sure because he has to still go to, like, a long-term rehab facility before discharge. So it's just... I just wanted to gather all the information that I need so then I know how to move further.
Absolutely. What I'm going to do is I'm going to submit the referral and assist you through it. So by the time he's ready to come home, you are in process already. You're not starting from scratch. Yeah, because it takes anywhere between 20 to 30 days just to get him onto services. You don't want to be stuck home alone with no help for him and wait till the last minute, okay? What's his first and last name?
Angel Saez Mateo.
Okay, so Angel, and what's the last name, Mateo?
Saez, S-A-E-Z.
S?
Mateo.
I'm sorry. S?
Yeah, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, E as in Edward, Z as in Zebra, dash Mateo.
M-A-T-E-O?
Yes.
Date of birth?
6/18/95.
And you said Schuylkill County. What's his home address?
It's going to be 746 Water Street in Pottsville, PA, 17901. 17901.
Got it. A good number to reach, Angel, although I'm listing you down as the point of contact?
Yeah, so his phone number is going to be 610.
Mm-hmm.
703-2745. But at this point, he won't be able to talk because he also has a trach in his throat.
You're going to be the point of contact, okay? What's your name?
My name is Amanda Sayas.
Amanda, you're the wife, correct?
I am, yes.
Amanda, talk to me a little bit about his disability. What's wrong? What's he's been clinically diagnosed with?
Yeah, so December 30th, he was admitted to the hospital, and his diagnosis was sepsis due to untreated strep and pneumonia. Then after that, it spiraled. He was on life support. He had multiple organ failure. His heart was weakening. And at this point, that resulted into all four limb amputations and also a trach plays in his throat to help him breathe more.
He's so young.
So at this, very young, and it happened so quick.
I'm sorry for you, Amanda. That's a lot for you.
It definitely is, but I'm holding on. He's strong.
He's strong.
He's fighting.
Absolutely.
At this point,
Here that he has the eligibility to submit the referral. So I'm just going to start getting everything ready for you. So when he's home or when he gets a discharge date from wherever he's at, you know, you're ready. You're not waiting, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Now, when you say he has a double amputee, is it like his lower limb?
No, love, is all four.
Arms as well?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So he's going to need a Hoyer lift, a gait belt to transfer him. He's going to be in physical therapy probably for a while.
He is, yes. And I don't know if that helps, but I am currently a medical assistant.
That helps you tremendously because you know exactly what to do in case of an emergency.
Okay,
with,
good. Okay.
With this program, he can assign a friend, family, or trusted loved one to take care of him in the home and get paid. The only people that they do not allow is spouses like yourself if you're legally married, power of attorneys, or legal aides, but he could assign anyone else.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to submit the referral. That you're going to be the point of contact. So I'm going to give you what's called the broker number because we got to call the broker to get him online for an assessment. And it would be good if they, you know, if they saw him in the conditions he's in now so that he could get the maximum amount of time, because once he gets home and you've already accommodated him, the needs are not going to be as great as they see him in a hospital or the facility he's in now, because they're going to see the severity of his needs in the hospital.
Okay.
You understand? So if we could schedule that assessment for them to witness how he's struggling right now, because most likely once he comes home, he's going to continue to need that specialized skilled care.
Right.
I just need you to write down some information. Let me know when you're ready. Also, Amanda, give me a good number to reach you.
Let me write it down. Do you know why they don't accept spouses to take care of him?
Because in the state, once you got married, there's a clause in sickness and in health.
Okay.
And that's what the state acknowledges.
Okay.
I mean, it's ridiculous, right? Because you're the one that's there, and I'm totally against it. But unfortunately, that's the way the state kind of works.
No, I understand. It's okay.
It's horrible, okay. Amanda. You know how many spouses are the seniors usually, you know, as you grow older, you're growing older with your spouse. Your kids are away. You don't have family.
Right.
So now you're with
your
spouse.
And I feel like I could be like, I'll be the one who would be taking care of him best because I know him best.
Absolutely. And you have also the medical experience to do so.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people go and they get divorced just so they can be that, you know, that support for the husband. But I won't ask you to do that. I won't, you know, I'm not going to be the one to tell you to do such a thing, because at the end of the day, only you know what you need to do moving forward, how to better assist him.
Right.
But you can assign anyone else of your choice. So, like, let's say you had a sibling, an aunt, an uncle, a family member that you trust in your home with him. We could assign them. At least you got that comfort, you know?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. Miss Amanda, what's a good number to reach you?
It's going to be 484-719-9428.
Okay. And I just need you to write some information down.
Okay.
Also, I'm going to see if any of our specialists here can further assist you placing that call. 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so I want you to write down Medicaid broker number. That's Medicaid broker number.
Okay.
It's 877-550.
Okay.
4227.
Okay.
I want you to write Medicaid ID number. That's your husband's Medicaid ID number.
Okay.
It's 770-448-1949.
Okay. 1949. Okay.
I'm going to see if someone can assist you through this call. That's going to be the Medicaid broker that's going to be contacted in order for them to come out and do that assessment to determine his eligibility, days of care, and how many hours he's eligible for based on his current conditions. Okay.
Okay. And Where would they go for that since he's still hospitalized?
They will either do it at the hospital or they're going to do it in the nursing home or in the facility for physical therapy or when he comes home. So you're going to determine that. You tell them where is the best place for you to come and do this visit. Can you do it here at the hospital? Because I'm trying to bring him home as soon as he's discharged. Or do you want to do it at the rehab where he's eventually going to go for physical therapy?
Okay.
In the meantime, you're going to prep yourself for all this visit and everything that you're going to need to put forward.
Right.
I'm gonna put that you don't need a caregiver because you're going to probably identify a family member. In any time you cannot identify a caregiver for him, you just call and say, Jasmine, we couldn't find a caregiver of our choice. Please send someone out from the agency, and then we will review the care plan based on his needs. We'll send someone that can assist you in the home with him, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Miss Amanda. I'm just waiting for someone, okay? I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay? Please hold.
No problem. I'm still here, Ms. Amanda. I'm just waiting for one of the ladies to, to let me know that they're available. They're assisting other patients, okay? No problem. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's a busy morning today and it's Friday, so I'm not going to keep you holding, okay? What I'm going to do is I'm going to have you call the Medicaid broker.
Okay.
Let them know that your husband, let them know the situation. Let them know that you need to prepare to receive him once he's discharged from the hospital and you want to commence the process of getting him onto a provider that that pays for home care services. Because right now you have to go through Medicaid in order to get the services, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to give you now the agency's information. My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine, okay.
Mm-hmm. And my number is 267-551-7400.
Okay.
7400.
7400. Okay.
That's Family First Care. The home care agency that's going to assist him on to services is called Family First Care. We're going to handhold you, Amanda, until we could get you the help you need at home for him, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Absolutely. One of the ladies here will be reaching back out to you, you know, to further you along and assist you through this whole process, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You've been a great help.
Amanda. Oh, thank you, and good luck with your husband, okay? You're going to call me if you need me, all right?
Thank you so much.
You take care, okay? Thanks.
You too.